Alaska has a federal mandate to provide language assistance to voters who need it. KTOO's Zoe Gruskin reports on how elections materials are translated and why.
Every official ballot cast in Alaska this election will be printed in English, but for voters whose primary language isn't English, they'll likely find assistance in a familiar tongue.
This work addresses deficiencies in the democratic process that have gone back for a whole generation or two, in which Alaska Native voters were really disenfranchised.
That's Indra Arriaga. She works for the Alaska Division of Elections with the ungainly title of Elections Language Assistance Compliance Manager.
I rarely use it because it's so long.
Arriaga heads the state's program to translate elections materials. Right now, there are 10 full ballot translations available, 8 Alaska Native languages and dialects, as well as Spanish and Tagalog. For historically unwritten languages, the state provides oral assistance, most often in the form of recordings. Voters can use the translations side by side with the official ballot, the one that gets counted, reading or listening to translations of each section, then marking their choices on the English version. Arriaga doesn't write the translations. She oversees translation panels. Made up of fluent speakers, most of them elders, these panels pick apart dense election materials, line by line.
These are complicated measures that have huge impacts on the everyday lives of people. And when you read a ballot, it's usually so complicated that it's very difficult to understand even in English.
The panels take that jargon and break it down. They want their translations to make sense to voters in their rural, majority Alaska Native communities. That means explaining concepts like the good old boy network or even candidate. Arriaga says the translations are typically much longer than the English original.
And I think that actually the translations that we do in Alaska Native languages, and this is simply my gut feeling, is that the translations are probably better.
And that matters, especially for Alaskans without much access to lawmakers. Arriaga recalls working this summer in Nustuyahak, a Yupik village of about 500 near Dillingham. Their task? To translate Ballot Measure 1. That's the controversial initiative that would beef up protections for Alaska's salmon habitat. Like many villages in the state, Nustuyahak relies on the salmon fishery for both subsistence and income.
So there are a lot of emotions that are attached to it, you know, regardless of where they stand on it.
That could be a problem.
And, you know, my job then is to work with them so that even though they may have concerns, we have to translate what is there. And that is where working with the panel is really important.
The panel members help each other find the right words and hold everyone accountable, keeping out personal opinions and biases. Arriaga sees the project as a piece of something much bigger for all Alaskans.
I want them to understand how important it is for Alaska. It helps everybody. You don't have to be Alaska Native to support this. You don't have to be a speaker of any language to support this, because the benefits of diversity and the benefits of a multilingual society is huge.
In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.